You think about yesterday, did you have was yesterday any different as far as preparing for a game compared to previous starts this year?
I don't think it was any different. I think everybody around here is a little nerve coming home. But I think it was just kind of consistent, just stay on the team and just our game.
When you look back at the fact that certainly things did not go the way you had planned against Duke in the Super Regional, how determined were you to reverse that trend yesterday?
Yeah, you know, when you don't have a good week, kind of the downfall of being a starter is you got to wait another week to pitch. You can't just get back out there like one of the hitters every day. But yeah, I was kind of eager to get back out there, and I knew I could do a lot better than what I did against Duke in the Super Regional.
And that's one of the things, you know, we visit with Tim Corbin every Monday, and whether it's you or other players, you know, you get to a certain point where because of your previous experiences, you know, the faith, the confidence he has in you and your teammates are certainly there just because of the track record that you've established to this point.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the track record that he has or that we have and the trust that he has in us, especially with everybody on the team, such as JJ, Amar, all the seniors that have come back. I think that's a huge thing that he likes. The people come back to their senior year, and he's got a lot of trust in them, and I think we all have a lot of trust in each other as well. So everybody on the team is contributing and doing something, and he likes that a lot.
You know, we talked about Kumar Rocker's no-hitter and the fact that it'd been different if we're talking about a game that's 8-0, 9-0, and you're just cruising along, but that wasn't the case last Saturday night against Duke, and that certainly wasn't the case yesterday as well. You know, Austin Martin homers in the bottom of the first takes some pressure off of you, but we're talking about a very tight ball game. You know, Martin's second home run in the bottom of the seventh gave Vanderbilt the two-run cushion, but when you're in a game like that, you certainly don't have to worry about having your focus where it needs to be.
Yeah, back to Kuma's game was outstanding, and you're right. Austin homered in the first, which is really good. I mean, I got out of the first 1-2-3, and then we go up 1-0, which is definitely a lift off my shoulders a little bit to go out and attack the hitters. But I'm just staying focused and doing my thing out there in the mound and just letting the hitters do what they've been doing all year, which is passing along. And Julian started off with that double hit, and then Austin had another home run, which gave us the lead to 3-1.
Well, first of all, we hope that the next time we're talking about you pitching will be a week from tonight. So with that said, you know, what's it like for you now? You know, you got the game tomorrow night with Vanderbilt Mississippi State. Now that you're not pitching tomorrow, how do you help the team in those situations and the games and days that you're not pitching?
Help the team by being a cheerleader. Going out there and supporting the guys, what they do, the same thing for me when I'm out there pitching. And that's kind of one of the beauties of being a starting pitcher is you pitch your game, and then when you're getting ready for your next start, you get to cheer on your teammates, which is fun to do. I love doing it. I love going out there and seeing everybody compete and everybody have success out there in the mound and at the plate, no matter who it is. And it's just the beauty of our team. We're all just one big family, and we all love to support each other and love to see each other succeed.
You know, one of the things that we have talked about going into the regionals and the start of the NCAA tournament certainly applies too as far as the College World Series for, you know, all eight of the teams. When you look at the pitching staffs, it's so important to throw strikes, you know, avoid walks. You don't want to give the hitters extra opportunities. And that's one thing looking at Vanderbilt yesterday, you know, you along with the relief pitchers, only two walks, you only had one. And certainly you understand the importance of having command of your pitches and just trusting yourself to throw strikes and throw it where you want it.
Yeah, that's very important, especially in these games in Omaha. I mean, it's especially important throughout the season as well to get deep into ball games. You want to attack the hitters and throw strikes. And when our hitters are putting up some runs, it's easier to do that. It's easier to go out there and attack instead of try to nibble on the corners.
Now that you've had a chance to take and catch your breath after yesterday, have you had a chance now to go, okay, enjoy Omaha just a little bit? Meaning just from, because I'm sure since arriving, a lot of your focus was just on Sunday and Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, I get a chance to do it a little bit, but when we got here on Wednesday and Coach was telling us to be a tourist for a couple of days and then getting focused. So, I mean, we had a lot of fun on Wednesday night, Thursday night, especially Friday as well. The open ceremony. So, I mean, we got to see a little bit of Omaha then. But, yeah, I think I'm going to just look around a little bit, maybe go to a couple of games, maybe go to a Florida State game here later.
I know this has been a very special year. The consistency part has just been enormous for Vanderbilt this year. Two games, that's the longest losing streak for Vanderbilt all season long. That's happened only twice this year. You know, there's still unfinished business, obviously, beginning tomorrow night. To this point, though, you know, what's it been like to be a part of this team, sharing it with your brothers?
Oh, it's been a blast, especially sharing it with my brothers. It's been just a phenomenal season and a lot of fun. I've been part of three teams here at Vanderbilt, and this is just a lot of fun. I mean, everybody loves each and every one of each other and loves to see everybody succeed. And you can just tell by the energy in the dugout and the energy outside, if we're not even playing baseball, everybody's loving to hang around each other and just having a good time.
You know, it's interesting. We go back to February and March. Everybody's thinking about the week of June 24th. And it's like, you know, this is a fun team. And you know this team has all the capabilities of being very successful, obtaining all of its goals. You know, it's like, you know, instead of rushing to June 24th, just enjoy the ride. And it's been and to the point where I don't want the season to get over with, but I know we're down to the final week and a half. But the bottom line is this has been a fun ride to this point. And as we mentioned earlier, the fact that there's still unfinished business, so enjoy it one game at a time.
Yeah, that's how we take it, too, as well. Back in the fall, I mean, you kind of talk a little bit about Omaha, but not really that much. You're kind of just focusing on that first game and that first series. So Corbin is always telling us we got to stay centered, and that's how we feel. We just take it one game at a time. That's how we've always looked at it. We haven't been really looking too far ahead, but just going through and enjoying the moment and staying where your feet are and just enjoying it, with joining time that you're spending with your brothers and the team.
Visiting with Drake Fellows once again. By the way, hats off to you, because when you think about, you know, as soon as the season wraps up, as the awards start coming, also there's the Major League Baseball draft, the fact that you have to balance the fact that there's still games to be played and you're getting all of these life-changing things that are happening, in your case, to you and also your teammates as well. You know, that you could talk about somebody who's been in the adult world for 20, 30 years, and it's tough to manage all of those different emotions that are coming your way. Hats off to you and your teammates being able to do that. What is that like from that standpoint? Because obviously it's easy to go through it. You can say it all you want, but if you're personally going through it, it's not so easy to be able to balance all of these nice things that are happening to you from a roller coaster standpoint of emotions.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The draft kind of takes your mind off things for a couple of days. You're kind of eager to get that and then just see where you're going there. And I really think it's just the people we spend time with, just our people on the team, just the kids on the team. We all love each other, and we're just kind of trying to keep each other focused. And then once that stuff goes away for a couple of days, we're fortunate to have a couple of days off before getting to Omaha when that was going on. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty tough to balance, but I think we've learned a lot from coming to Vanderbilt and learned a lot from Coach Corbin, how to balance all these things. And I think that's why most of us came here, is because of Coach and just life lessons and teaching you how time management and all that other stuff that comes along with it.
How important is the fact that right now you're 13-1 this season, most wins by any college pitcher in college baseball, but next time you take the mound, you're back to 0-0, and nothing, the resume is totally erased again and starting over?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really thought too much about the wins or the losses, but I mean, it's kind of just going out there and competing start by start. And if you have a bad start, I mean, you gotta flush it. I mean, that's what the game of baseball is. You gotta have a short memory, and just going out there, even if you have a good start, you kind of gotta a short memory, enjoy it for the night, but kind of just get past it and move on to the next one and just focus on your next opponent.